One of the most respected coaches in college basketball is with us here on Sharing the Victory. He's the head basketball coach at the University of Washington, Lorenzo Romar. Coach, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Coach, you have done an outstanding job at the University of Washington, and I'm not just saying that to throw out kudos. I read recently where you were considered in some poll as the opposing coach players would most like to play for in the Pac-10 Conference, and that's quite an honor for opposing players to think that you are at that caliber that they would love to play for you.
Well, that was a while ago, and I don't think they knew me as well. So they know me a little more now, so I don't know if that would be the case. But glory to God. Mm-hmm. It's just God's favor.
Well, Coach, there's no question your background, outstanding basketball player. You had a stint with Athletes in Action, which is often something that I like to highlight, because for a guy who had NBA caliber like you to have spent some time doing that, it says something about your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, that it's bigger than just basketball. Could you share with us a little bit about what Jesus Christ has meant in your life and why you would want to extend ministry through the game of basketball rather than just playing for the dollars and all those other kinds of things?
Well, I'll tell you, the Lord set it up that way, in that if I knew for sure I would have continued to have an NBA career, I would have done that and not played for Athletes in Action. But at this point, after about 5 years, I wasn't exactly sure. I was invited to come back and play for the Indiana Pacers, but they wouldn't guarantee that I'd be there. Well, I'd been a Christian for about a year at that point, and I felt like, you know what, I'm not sure what the Lord has in store in terms of the NBA, but this is a great, great opportunity to share my faith. And I got to totally be honest with you in that I did not want to spend another year out of the league and not have any income coming in. I didn't know what was going to happen, and I thought this would be more of a sure thing. Although it was a small salary, it was something at the time, but it allowed me to go out and share my faith in mass and using the game of basketball, which was something I was excited to do. I quickly learned, as much as I was excited to tell everybody about the Lord when I first became a Christian, not everyone wanted to hear. They didn't share my excitement. Mm-hmm. And this gave me an opportunity to just talk to thousands and thousands of people while they're sitting in the stands, and we're out there with that mic telling them about the gospel.
Lorenzo, when you do that, do you get much of a response? I know you're dealing with masses. You're doing it usually at halftime of a basketball game, and then the second half you're playing. But at the end of the game, is there anyone that comes up to you? Have you had any stories where somebody was deeply impacted by what you shared at halftime?
Well, there was a kid that came down, found his way in our locker room after a game in Wisconsin at Marquette University, and he just said he had been on drugs, and what he heard was something he needed. He needed to change his life, and we were in the shower. We got out of the shower, put the towels around us, and prayed right there with
him,
and led him to the Lord. There were situations like that happened, and there's no doubt in my mind, one day in heaven, we'll see people that are there as a result of that ministry.
We're talking to Lorenzo Romar, head basketball coach at University of Washington. Lorenzo, it reminds me of the differing opinions of the definition of success in the culture. And this is even true, I think, for Christians. There are many of us believers who are taking man's paradigm of success versus God's. And we go to church and we do our Bible studies, but when we get in the world of sports and the other endeavors that we're in, we tend to look at it man-centered. Could you talk to us a little bit about your definition of success as you have been impacted by Scripture, the Holy Spirit, and your walk with the Lord?
Well, one of the things I learned with being with Athletes in Action, which is an athletic ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, is our whole purpose is to know God and make Him known. And my favorite verse in the Bible is in Jeremiah, where it talks about, do not let the rich boast in their riches, or the strong boast in their strength, or the wise boast in their wisdom. But if anyone would boast, if anyone wants to boast, let them boast in the fact that they know and understand me. And that would be success, that you know God and you're telling others about him. If you're doing that, I think you're successful in God's eyes.
Well, what you're saying, Lorenzo, is that you can't come up with your own definition. I mean,
No. We
can't. There is a final say on how we're to live, and that, you just pointed out, is God, and it's through his word. Lorenzo, I've had people tell me, I want to hear the audible voice of God. And what I'm starting to tell them is this: look, open your Bible, read it out loud, and you've heard the audible voice of God.
Oh, that's a great, great point. I think in Hebrews, it opens up, the book opens up talking about many years ago, the Lord spoke through prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us.
Mm-hmm.
By his Son. He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Christ's words are in the Bible for us, recorded, and I totally agree with you. God has spoken, and everything that we need to know, that he wants us to know, is right there in the Word.
Lorenzo, I had a chance to talk to Tony Dungy not long ago, the former head football coach in Indianapolis Colts, and we talked about the one-year Bible, which is a tool that he has utilized with the Indianapolis Colts, where he had everybody in the building, you know, the Indianapolis Colts building, you know, kind of turned on. I'm not saying every person was, but it went building-wide. It was not just the players, but it was the coaches, it was the administration, secretaries, everybody. And he said, you know, we'd sit down over lunch and different times of the day where we had some free time, and we would just, somebody would say, hey, man, did you read in Isaiah this morning, man?
Wow.
Everybody was kind of on the same page because of the one-year Bible has a selected readings that everybody can read at the same time, and they did
yes.
it. They did it among the whole team, the whole program. Have you ever thought about something like that? And what do you think of that thought?
I think it's a great idea. We have to be a little careful with being at a public institution, but at the same time, you know, we have had coaches' Bible studies and thought about making it department wide to do that. So I think there's some great merit spiritually in that.
How about you personally, Coach? I mean, because, and I know you know this as a coach, whatever you put in is eventually going to show up. I mean, these players aren't doing things by accident.
Right.
It's on purpose.
Yes.
And what do you do on purpose to fuel your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ so that you're a living witness through the parable of college basketball?
Well, I think that is the number one component to having an impact, I think, on our young people, in that more is caught than taught. We've got to live it. It doesn't matter what we say. And I have to make sure that I am fueled personally, number one, just so that the Lord and I are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the overflow of that is that if you are walking with the Lord and spending time in your word and in prayer and fellowship, then that the overflow would hopefully be salt to those, to those that don't even realize that they're thirsty for the word, don't even realize they're looking for something, maybe they could be seen in the life that you lead.
Well, you know, Coach Romar, the one thing, you quoted from Jeremiah, and as we look at the beginning of that book of Jeremiah, we realize that God told this prophet that he was going to have to go through some serious stuff because he was going to be preaching to a nation who thought that they had it all together.
Yes.
People were being disloyal to the Lord and would reject the message. And yet he told Jeremiah and he told Ezekiel the same thing. You need to be preaching it anyhow. And I just wonder how often, for yourself, a head basketball coach, you're preaching to kids who may never get the message. I mean, not everybody goes to heaven. Only those who God has selected and they are able to grasp what Christ did for them on the cross, his resurrection from the dead. But yet you're called to be faithful anyhow, not try to figure that out ahead of time. Have you grappled with that, and how do you deal with that level of thinking?
Well, I just think that I am not in the position that I'm in because I'm this great basketball coach. I'm in this position because God has placed me here and has taught me the basics to be able to function in this position, but to take this position and give him the glory and have an influence that way. Not everyone is behind the pulpit. Not everyone is in full-time ministry in terms of your occupation, but God does call us all to be in full-time ministry regardless of where we are, if we're a believer, and that's how I see it. And the day that I lose sight of that and feel that I'm just in this for my own glory, well, then the Lord will take it from me.
Hmm. Lorenzo, I tell you what, you've been a great example. You're well known across America, not only for your basketball coaching ability, but because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your strong stands, your preaching, your knowledge of Scripture, and most importantly, just the doing of the Word through the game of basketball. And we just want to commend you here at Sharing the Victory for all you've done. We want to pray for you that you continue to be a stalwart for the Lord Jesus in a public role at a public institution, which is not always an easy task. But we love who you are, and thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today.
Thank you so much, and don't stop praying.
Okay. That's Lorenzo Romar, the head basketball coach at the University of Washington, with us here on Sharing the Victory.